This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator Podcast. My name is Derek Gallimore, and this is episode number 182. So today we are joined by Warren Walborn of Pentwater Group. Warren has an illustrious business and entrepreneurial career, and has even been involved in academics and Wall Street. So really interesting guy. We actually spoke to Warren previously in episode 178, if you want his full backstory. But today we are discussing more the Pentwater Group that Warren owns and runs, and the opportunities in outsourcing. So this isn't an infomercial for Pentwater Group. This really is just diving into the services out there, outsourcing services and opportunities for business owners. It's a really interesting conversation. If you want to get in touch with Warren or know anything about this episode or access full transcripts, then go to outsourceaccelerator.com/182. Enjoy. Hi, and welcome back, everybody. Today, again, I'm joined by Warren Walborn. Hi, Warren. How are you?
Good, Derek.
Good. And Warren is down in Mindanao, which is one of the other 7,000 islands in the Philippines, near Davao, which is a secondary or tertiary city there from where the current president reigned for a little while. I'm super happy to have you on board. Warren, amongst sort of a stellar corporate and startup and commercial career, is now setting his sights on outsourcing and the huge potential that it has. So thanks so much for coming on board and chatting with us. I suppose initially, do you want to introduce yourself? There is a previous podcast, so people can go back and listen to your background story, but just briefly update us how you found yourself in Mindanao.
Sure. Yeah, well, I started my career in investment banking in the finance world and moved into venture capital and energy technology, and started several successful companies, and through a cross current of events in my life, found myself dating a woman from the Philippines who came over here and married, and we have now have a 2-month-old baby, and we're very happily living here for part of the year. We're in the U.S. half the year, and here the other half, but. It's an amazing market here, and I've just had such a great time learning about the business opportunities here, and of course BPO is prime among all of those.
Yeah, and I wanted to sort of get your kind of first eyes impression of the Philippines, actually, but we're here to talk about Pentwater Group, and it is interesting that you come here, and it is very much the kind of common industry that everyone lands in outsourcing, because it's such a huge industry here in the Philippines, and it really is kind of quite a economic kind of hero or miracle for the Philippines, isn't it?
Yeah.
Certainly for the last it's the 20 years.
I've heard it's the number two source of GDP, soon to be number one.
Yeah, it really is significant. And I think it's only set to grow, isn't it? So I suppose initially, until we'll segue very quickly into Pentwater Group. But what were your initial impressions as someone that knew nothing about the Philippines compared and contrasted to your arrival here, and within the context of the business environment and outsourcing?
Well, broadly, the market here is developing. People here are highly educated, but also very underpaid. The opportunities for employment here are quite limited. So BPO, gives people here, educated people here, well-educated people here, an opportunity to, to earn a decent wage, feed their families, and enjoy life. There's just a tremendous population here, but the BPO industry is kind of a household name here, And as opposed to in the West, where you use the term BPO and people don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it really is a sort of economic backbone of the society now, isn't it? And with that, I think there's a huge amount of support. I mean, you know, the country is bureaucratic, but there is a lot of support for BPO and generally, you know, the town halls and government and workforce are generally very enthusiastic for it, isn't it? Which reduces friction and makes it very good for everyone involved, really.
Yeah.
Good. And so Pentwater Group, it's a consultancy. Obviously, you have, you know, an incredible background with startups, with Chicago University on Wall Street, and you're now setting your sights on outsourcing. So what does Pentwater Group do? And I suppose alongside that, what are the opportunities that outsourcing presents?
Well, what we're doing for our clients is enabling them to outsource critical responsibilities that they either don't have the time, they don't realize they should be doing, or they do realize it and they just, you know, want to save money doing it. One of the things that we're in the process of calculating the actual true cost of an employee. And, you know, when you list all of the things that are associated with the cost of an employee, you know, usually people start with the wage and the taxes and you know, vacations and benefits and all of those things. But there's really so much more to it because there's, you know, think about what is the cost of office furniture and supervision and quality assurance and, you know, human resources, you know, just payroll, workman's comp. I mean, I've ran several companies and I can't believe the volume of costs associated with, you know, employing an employee. I think we listed probably 20 different cost components that are associated with employment. However, if somebody outsources, they can do that for as little as $6 an hour. And all they have to do is specify what the requirements are, what the objectives are for the employee. And perhaps, if they want, they can attend a weekly quality control session. Or they can themselves, they can pull up on our system and listen to and do their own call and listen to some of the calls because they're all recorded. And so, you know, it's the savings is absolutely astronomical, but it also enables companies to do things that they just are not doing, or they may not be doing well or sufficiently. You know, we all talk about customer service and technical support, things like that. Those are kind of some of the big areas of outsourcing. And I think the reason for that is just because they're very time consuming. You know, I have a customer that calls up and they've got lots of questions, and it's nice to have somebody on the other end of the line listen to their questions, make the customer feel cared for and heard, and then they can but you know, we can do that for, you know, relatively low cost instead of, you know, in some cases in some markets, Derek, the cost for an employee with all of these things included, we calculated, approaches $75 an hour.
Yeah.
All, you know, fully loaded with all of the, you know, paid holidays and the retirement plan, and, you know, in some markets, it's just astronomical. So if you can do that for $6 an hour instead, you know, the savings just makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, it's incredible, isn't it? We've done a salary guide, which is getting quite a bit of traffic at the moment, but it's we're actually trying to do a comprehensive kind of study of the actual costs of employing someone in the West. The sort of only problem is that it varies from country to country and state to state. But I think you can easily add on about another, you know, 50 to 80% on top of the salary for all the extra costs, the office, you know, housing cost. It really is phenomenal, isn't it? And then, you know, people, it's difficult to get people to compare apples with apples, because they come over here then and they look at the cost per hour, everything's included, but they kind of look at that as the base cost, you know, and so it's difficult to get them to really, you know, compare apples with apples. What I find as well that people often overlook is, you know, they might get someone with you for $6 an hour producing this output, but actually they're not just getting this staff member at an incredible discount, but they're getting you and your organization to oversee the process. You know, they're kind of buying into your expertise, the expertise of Philippine outsourcing generally. It's you know, there's really a huge number of kind of tacit or implicit upsides to employing people here, aren't there?
There are, and we have a, you know, it's not it's amazing how far a dollar will go here, because if you consider the costs that we have supervision, we have quality assurance, we have IT, we have you know, double redundant telecom services, so we're never down. We also have you know, all kinds of backup generators and things like that too, so that we're, you know, we're never offline. And you know, most customers don't think about dealing with power outages, but if you run a call center, you know, and you're down for 20 minutes or something, and you don't have time, you know, people can't take credit card orders. It could amount to a lot of dollars. So that those are important things that, you know, we take care of all of that. And so it's just the cost component is. When I was outsourcing myself, running this one of my previous companies, I remember feeling like, okay, I'm saving money. This is great. But the more important thing is that my customer is served. Mm-hmm. And even more than that, I want to dominate my market. I want to own my market. And this just enables me to meet that need. This is a corporate need. I need to take care of my customers. And if I'm not doing it, somebody else will. And so I want to be the one that's taking the best care of my customer. So yeah, I'm saving money, and the fact that it's so inexpensive enables me to do all of these things that I find very important, rather than, you know, doing marketing kind of on a haphazard way, just going after new customers. We want to help people, you know, dominate their markets by, you know, not only getting new customers but retaining the ones they already have.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's why it's so important that people come over here and take a look, because, you know, people have a sense of, or very commonly, that this is a bit of a sweatshop. It's a developing country, and, you know, all the kind of outsourcing is kind of in line with that. But people come over here and see that it's highly sophisticated, and to many instances, it's often more sophisticated than the home operations, because, you know, you have to have the redundancies and the backup plans and the you know, and it's really quite a sophisticated operation just to get something off the ground here, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, you don't just start a BPO company, you know, out of nothing and and expect to, you know, be able to be, you know, it's a major investment.
Mm, absolutely. And then, so what do people approach you for, and what are your kind of key services? What things do you suggest for customers?
Well, we get approached for a lot of the standard things, you know, technical support, customer support, data entry. What we then do is we introduce to them the other things that they might not realize are things that they can get, you know, from a BPO company in the Philippines, such as two big ones that I'll mention. We have, and I alluded to this earlier, we have a marketing support team that will enable companies to see. A lot of companies are going after these, the pay per clip, that new customer that's out there, that's, you know, out there in the internet somewhere, so they can just inbound market, and that's, you know, that's a great strategy, but. Every company has a long list of existing customers that they've already done business with. And, you know, where are those customers going to go to next? Mm-hmm. If you want to dominate your industry, not only do you need to bring in new customers, but also keep the ones that you have. So what we do is we have a complete marketing campaign strategy that, and it's a la carte. Customers can pick which components that they want, but we'll go out with, you know, phone calls to these customers, email marketing campaigns. We'll start up if they want to have like a newsletter or something like that. an email newsletter so they can just constantly be in contact with these customers so that, you know, the customers might not come, they might not call today, but they'll know that, hey, the next time I need, you know, this service or this product, they can, they know who to get, go to. And they've got a phone number or they've got an email that they saved in their inbox from this particular client. It's a major success that we've been able to provide for our clients who really haven't been focusing that much on their existing customer base. Again, everybody's going after that new customer, but the existing customers are getting ignored. So that's one of the things that we've been able to provide. One of the other things that that we're really excited about is the ability that we have. We have a new technology that's enabling us to extract information from the internet, internet data that's out there, that's open domain. It's available for everybody to get at, but it's complicated and it's massive amounts of data. And so it takes very big. We have some of the biggest servers in the Philippines constantly crawling through the internet for data for our customers. And, you know, I'll give you some examples. There's one customer, they have a couple keywords that people will search on when they're looking for a particular product. And when people search on that, we're able to extract, in many cases, an email address and maybe even a name and phone number from that person who did that search. And so then this client can market to them when they're looking for that product. So cool. I mean, it's just, it's, you know, and there's other companies that are doing this, but nobody out there is combining it with the resources of a BPO company that will then execute the marketing campaign, which will involve, you know, reaching, it's time intensive, but again, the cost of the time on a BPO services, you know, based here in the Philippines is very reasonable.
Yeah. So, that's incredible, isn't it? It's providing the end-to-end funnel with the kind of sophisticated data analytics. And usually I imagine you just go to the sophisticated data analytics guy, they give you the data and send you on your way. Whereas, you know, in the Philippines, you can kind of justify doing an end-to-end service with all of that sophistication on top.
Exactly. And a lot of times the data they give you is not valuable. Mm. So it might be the problem of the data gatherer is doing something wrong, or it might also be the problem that, you know, hey, we're searching on the wrong terms, or there's a problem with the program. So what our team will do is they will identify that right away. They'll be able to say, hey, we're not getting any hits on this. This is not generating anything. Something needs to change, and we can fail fast and change the approach and find the right approach. And everything is about, you know, it's about that. I mean, let's face it. I don't know if many people realize this, but President Trump in the U.S., you know, he basically won this election based on data extraction, because he found the things through his data extraction team that were, you know, big hitters. And initially, he didn't care about immigration. That was not something that he cared about. But he realized that the hits he was getting on immigration, that really was a meaningful thing for a lot of people. Right. And it's those kinds of things that enabled him to actually win the presidency of the United States. So the right data provides what we call unparalleled knowledge, which ultimately enables power, which drives growth. It just drives fantastic growth.
Yeah, that's incredible, isn't it? It kind of provides you with that kind of the insight that allows you to navigate far better than your competitors. You know, like it gave Donald Trump the kind of the key sore points that he then needed to attend to so that he gained the popular vote.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah.
Fascinating. No, that's incredible. Thank you so much, Warren. And if people do want to get in touch, if they want to discuss these kind of sophisticated processes more with you or want to know any more about Pentwater, how can they do that?
Sure. It's just pentwatergroup.com, a website. My email is warren@pentwatergroup.com.
Amazing. Thank you, Warren. That was Warren Walborn of Pentwater Group. If you want to get in touch with Warren, then go to our show notes at outsourceaccelerator.com/182. And as always, if you want to connect with us, then email us at ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. See you next time.